All right, thank you. Go ahead and have a seat, please. You know, Mike kind of introduced our potential new, what'd you call him, the first tenor? Yeah. But well, we sure had a great time participating in the New Year's Advance and being a part of that. And so if the Buckinghams ever hear this CD, God bless you, Don and Barbie and all of your family. What a wonderful joy that was to participate in that and to, I guess, allow them to minister to our hearts. I was very moved. I know it's been a couple of weeks since that happened, but I was just very moved by that whole process. And you know, it's very interesting because they came down here. They didn't even know they were coming to the Advance. They just got their family together and came down here with the intention of going down to the beach and just speaking the word and talking to people about God and Jesus Christ. And boom, the whole thing just kind of evolved from there. So maybe we'll send them a newsletter or something at some point in time. But anyway, certainly a blessing to be here, be able to share the greatness of God's Word. Maybe take your Bibles, please, and go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Great to hear the manifestations. God definitely, you know, is interested in us having great confidence, faith, believing, trust, whatever you may call it, in the greatest thing that God ever gave, and that was His Word, for sure. Said He magnified it above all of His name. Psalm 138:2. Remember that? And so as Christians, our continued growth and development is really conditioned by our faithful application of some basic fundamental truths. And we have to make a diligent and a consistent effort utilizing our time wisely to keep ourselves built up, blessed, and on track with God's individualized program. I'll start at the bottom of the list. I'm not sure these are in any particular order. And there's five of them, because we need God's grace day by day. Pete did a wonderful teaching a number of weeks ago on financial giving. That's really fundamental in a Christian's walk. Having a perspective of how you're going to handle yourself financially and what role God's going to play in that. Fellowshipping with like-minded believers. I think we've learned in our studies of the Scriptures that, you know what, if it's at all possible, fellowship with like-minded believers. You know, no man is an island. God didn't call you to the Jeremiah walk. You have things to give, and think people have things to give to you. So, ideally, don't isolate yourself. Your life is way too valuable in the body of Christ. And that avails yourself the ability to then live love. Boy, what a great opportunity to be filled with the power of God, and then be able to walk forward in this world, just living love. Now, number two on the list, we're moving up, is your prayer life. Critical. It really is an important issue consistently. And let me just rephrase this. As Christians, our continued growth and development is it's conditioned by our faithful application of some basic fundamental truths. Now, Craig's in the Marine Corps. We'll pick on him. You know what? There are some basic fundamental understanding things. Craig, not everyone knows you. Stand up, Craig. This is Sergeant Craig Root. Just transferred here from Yuma, and his lovely wife, Trina, who's going to be soon having an addition to the one body of Christ. He's in the Marine Corps serving in Miramar, Naval Air, Marine Corps Air Station, Miramar. But anyway, the thing about the Marine Corps is they have certain basic tenets of the program that they certainly do expect, if not demand, out of every person who's involved in the Marine Corps. Would you agree, Craig? Yes, sir. That's right. And of course, when you're going through basic training, that's obviously one of them, isn't it, Craig?
Yes.
See, God doesn't command us to call him yes, sir, yes, ma'am, all this sort of thing. But you know what? There are basic fundamental truths in any given thing that you do. Okay, let's take golf. Let's take bowling. Let's take baseball. Let's take anything you want to talk about. Let's talk about mortgage loans. You know what? There's basic tenets that it takes, right, Mike? To be able to put together an application to get someone qualified for a home loan. Would you agree, those of you that have been through that process? Okay. There are basic tenets involved in selling a home, right, Ken? Right, Marilee? Disclosure. Golf, baseball, their stance, right? How you stand, how you address the ball, how you look at the ball, how you make contact with the ball. Everything we do, there are fundamental things that we always have to come back to. Same thing's true as believers. The thing is, there's so many distractions that will keep us away from these things. Financial giving, fellowshipping with like-minded believers, living love, our prayer life. And at the top of the list, number one today, anyway, this morning, is Bible reading. Bible reading. Bible reading and study. You know, I want to look at this verse in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, where it talks about the value of God's Word. Because I'll bet you and I could sit here this morning and we can come up possibly with 100 different reasons why we can't do it. You know, to quote an old statement, the man who says he can't and the man who says he can are both right. We've got to get that word can't out of our thinking, see? Because to quote an old statement, maybe you've heard this, it is our attitude towards the Word of God that determines our spirituality. What kind of attitude do we hold about the Scriptures, the value and the benefit to our own lives? 2 Timothy 3:16. How much of it? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means God breathed. God doesn't breathe, does he? God's a spirit. But we understand what this means. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, right believing, for reproof, to get us back to right believing, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, the woman of God, may be perfect. This means fully equipped, ready, thoroughly furnished unto all. Throughly, does it say? Thoroughly or thoroughly? Thoroughly. Huh? Throughly? Throughly. That depends on your translation, doesn't it? Yeah, mine says thoroughly. See? Many of them say throughly, right? Huh. And what version are you reading there, Jeannie? Is that both King James? Wow. Interesting. So how many say throughly? And how many say thoroughly? Wow, we've got it. We've got something to work on here later, I think, huh? So, yeah. That the man of God, the woman of God may be perfect, fully equipped, thoroughly or throughly furnished unto all good works. That's the benefit, the value of the Scriptures is that that Scripture, all of it, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, that the man or woman of God can be fully equipped for the journey in life. See, we got to make diligent and consistent effort utilizing our time wisely. We're going to look at 2 Timothy 2:15. You can look at it right now if you like. Oh, I know it's a dirty word. It's a five-letter dirty word, though. No, it's not a dirty word. It's a great word. It says study. 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 Study to show thyself approved unto whom? God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, doing what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, spiritual inability and weakness is due to one or two things. Improper spiritual food, you know what the other one is? Neglect of the Word of God. You know what this Bible becomes? Hopefully you can find it on your way to fellowship. See? It's going to take a diligent effort. It's going to take... Let's look at that verse in 2 Timothy 2:15. To study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You mean there's other ways to divide the word of God? The word of truth? Well, there certainly must be. Because I guarantee you there's a multiplicity of other church groups out there teaching the word of God in some other different way. See? We're going to get to that verse too. I love it. It's in 2 Peter. Actually, let's look at that before we read this one in Timothy. Anybody know where I'm going? Second Peter 1:20-21. Love this verse. 2 Peter 1, 20-21 says, knowing this what? First. Say it again. What? First. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any what? Private interpretation. Private interpretation. That means one's own. See? Boy, there's a lot of private interpretation out there. Well, how in the heck then can you read the Bible and have it make sense if it's not a private interpretation? There are ways. There are ways. And as a biblical research organization, we have an opportunity to present materials and classes and this sort of thing to make it available to people to learn how to put this Word of God together where it's not being privately interpreted. God has given us signposts and keys as to the Bible's own interpretation in that the Bible interprets itself. What a wonderful opportunity we have, see, not to judge, but to introduce others to a way of discovering more of the way that the Word of God, the Word of truth, unfolds itself. And as people get to know more about God's Word, guess what? They get to know more about God, because that is how God has revealed Himself. So let's look back in 2 Timothy 2:15. Because, see, it's important for us to take the time to stay nourished, to stay built up, to stay strengthened in His Word, so that our choices and the decisions that we make are the best spiritually, and that we don't get too burdened down by the circumstances in life. You understand that times it's easy to get things out of perspective and get your priorities out of whack. We're human beings, folks. Other things can take priority many times over a consistent and diligent appetite of going to God's Word. Circumstances, situations. 2 Timothy, again, we're there, right? 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. You know what that word study means? It means to be diligent. It means to hasten oneself to do a thing. It means to make an exerted effort. It means to endeavor. That's the same word in Ephesians where it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. It means to do the utmost. It means to have constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaking. See? Synonymous with the word application, perseverance, industrious, tireless. It is a persistent exertion. Get the point? One little tiny word there. Study. It means putting forth a diligent effort considering the brevity of time. We know there's value to getting our heads into God's Word. Psalm 119, 130. Let's look at that. I know I'm preaching to the choir on some of this, but you know what? All of us need to be reminded of the value of our own personal relationship with Jesus Christ and with God, because we're living life. Other things come up. We've got kids and schedules and work and this and that and a zillion other things that just squeeze our time down. See? That's why we have to be in the driver's seat. We have to figure this out, how to get the time that's necessary, or otherwise we're in a situation we've got nothing really then to give out anymore. Because we're just struggling for it, see? Where do we go? Psalm 119, 130. Mike Baglieri, you want to read that, please? Yeah, there we go. Simple? Yeah. Let's see a show of hands. Yeah, all of us. Right. Yeah, that's what the Word of God does. The entrance of thy word gives light. Look back here in 105 of Psalm 119. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It's the thing that breaks through the darkness many times in our own minds, the condemnation, the guilt, the anxiety, the worry, the doubt, the fears, the things that sometimes unsuspectingly come up in a person's life. It's not to stay away from the Word at that point in time. It's to go hard to the Word at that point in time. See? The Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. See the exhortation in 2 Timothy 2:15? Is to hasten oneself to do a thing. See? To exert oneself, to endeavor to do it, to do the utmost, let's say, for his highest. See? To put forth constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken. You know, sometimes the biggest challenge in life is just getting this book open. but it opens easily. Oh, God. It's like, but once you get it open and you can get your mind to it, the corresponding fruit that comes as a result of that is so worth it. It's so worth it. I brought along a little poem. I love to read poems. This one is called Don't Quit. Says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low, the debts are high, when you want and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with one more blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. Often the struggler is given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. We don't give up. We stick in there. We stay in the competition, in the fight, see? But it's this Word of God that's going to give us the strength and the endurance to be able to see this thing through, to get to the other side. See, if we get rid of this, then what are we putting into our minds? What are we putting in there then? See, I thought about some qualities that we're endeavoring to cultivate as those who are practicing the basic fundamental truths of the Word. Righteousness. You ever have a day where you just don't feel righteous? We learned a lot during the weekend about compassion, forgiveness, prayer, diligence in the Word, love of God, renewed mind, God's sufficiency, developing an I can do attitude, having a heart of meekness and humility, having childlike believing, being skilled and getting better all the time in our operation of the manifestations, understanding our identification as in Christ as a son or a daughter of God, developing and practicing the stayed mind, developing and cultivating the peace of God, having a joyful heart, having a merry heart. And like Paul encouraged Timothy in 2 Timothy, thou therefore, my son, be strong in grace. Not judgment, not hardness, not toeing the line. See? Strong in grace. And strong in grace towards you. Realizing that, you know what? God loves you. In spite of you. In spite of you. In spite of what you've done. In spite of what you haven't done. The reality is it starts today. God loves you right now. Right now. How do I know that? That's what this Word of God says. Let's look in Joshua chapter 1. Well, that's quite a little list. I just wrote that down in a short period of time. Of things to be able to cultivate in our lives. Boy, just take one of those for a day. Just cultivating peace. Just cultivating joy. Just being mindful of who you are as a son or a daughter of God all day long. See? Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. That means have good success. That's what the word prosper means here. Verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, there's something there And we're not going to take the time to develop it completely here this morning, about having God's Word and meditating upon it and having it in your heart, and then the corresponding things that come as a result of having that Word in your heart. That's a choice. That's a decision. That's an effort that has to be put forth, because it just doesn't happen by osmosis. I mean, you wish you could just put the tape recorder on at night and in the morning you'd just be, you know, totally renewed and just moving in a certain direction. It takes effort. It takes a decision. It takes consistency. It takes diligence. It's really something. Psalm 1. We'll just close right here. Psalm 1:1. It says, blessed is the man. Blessed can be compared to the word happy. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth, prosper. Prosper. That's the end result of us putting forth a diligent effort to get this open. On a regular basis and absorb this into our minds so that we got the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? It's this Word. It's this Word in our minds that really gives us power and strength. It's the key. It's the key. See? The battlefield's not in your big toe, guys. It's right here. Right here. Right between the earballs. See? And if this Word of God's not circulating through the gray matter up there, it makes me wonder, and I got to slap my own mind around at times and just say, well, what is circulating around up there? You know? I mean, have you ever noticed there's a little struggle going up in your mind? And sometimes you have to tell your mind, shut up. You've got to tell your mind, be quiet, because it's like a raging fire, a storm going on. And you just got to tell your mind, behave. Stop it. You'll think what I tell you to think. Because otherwise your mind will just, it'll just go. That's the cool thing about what we're involved in here. Is we're in control. We tell our minds what to think. We just don't go with whatever thought comes in. That could be really dangerous. A lot of us may not be here this morning. Christians, as Christians, our continued growth and development, it's conditioned by our faithful application of some basic fundamental truths. You got to be at work at a certain time. If you're consistently late, you know what? Somebody's going to talk to you about that. And if you don't change that, eventually, you won't be working there anymore, will you? You'll be looking for another type of job somewhere else. Fortunately, God doesn't fire us. God puts up with a lot from us. If God's relationship with us was based on us doing these things, we'd all be out on the street looking for other relationships. See, but you know what? God's encouragement, God's exhortation is, hey, this is what's going to be the best for you. This is what's really going to help you and encourage you and strengthen you in getting to know me. So I think that in and of itself is enough of an exhortation for us to get maybe refocused focused this week to be successful in getting this Word of Life open. Because it isn't an aid to devotion, is it? It's life. And this Word of God is more necessary, believe it or not, to us and to our minds than the food we eat. And boy, we eat a lot of it. We just finished the holiday season, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, all this stuff, See's candy, all this abundance in this country and culture. You know, and this obviously isn't to condemn anyone or and we're just talking about this stuff. It's to get us encouraged and exhorted and to realize the value of this stuff. Because you know what? I'm in the same competition that you are. You know, there's an adversary out there trying to keep me away from this. Because the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Right? He'd like nothing better than to just keep this book closed and keep your mind all wrapped up and caught up in all the stuff that's going on. This is the answer right here. This is the thing that gives you the ability to look at things in a fresh perspective. That's why we really have to fight for it. Amen? Yeah, okay. Good, Father, thank you for this renewed vision, Father, to keep on track, make a diligent effort, to put forth the effort necessary, Father, to keep this Word on in our minds. Pray for the hearts and lives of God's people here, and also for our brother Ken Petty and others who are traveling out of the country. Pray for other leaders throughout our state and throughout our country and world. Father, for each individual person and the decisions and the commitments that they make to put this Word of God on in their minds, Father, to walk forth diligently, not perfectly, but to have that, just that effort, Father, to develop and cultivate some of these qualities of Christian living. And I pray, Father, that we aren't alone in this, that you're working with us, that we've got the Spirit of God and Christ within us, Father, and we have our lifetime to live this in application. And so I pray about these things. Thank you, Father, that this Word just goes and penetrates into the hearts of every person who hears it here and who hears the CD, Father, that will be inspired and motivated and blessed to open the words of life. And I pray in the name of our brother Jesus Christ, soon to return. Amen. Okay. Bless you, Bob.